AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The World Health Organization says the hantavirus outbreak that struck a cruise ship in the Atlantic is not the next COVID. The WHO's Maria van Kerkhove.
This is not the start of an epidemic. This is not the start of a pandemic. But it is a good opportunity to say that investment in pathogens like this are critical because therapeutics, diagnostics, vaccines save lives.
But Lisa Dwyer reports Oceanwide Expeditions has revealed 30 passengers disembarked from the ship nearly 2 weeks after the first passenger died.
YouTuber and former passenger Rui Chenet told Sky News that the vessel's management did not update the passengers.
We were not informed about the situation, and the ship management, I think, didn't know anything about the virus.
Now, the Dutch Health Ministry says a flight attendant on a plane briefly boarded by an infected cruise passenger who later died was showing symptoms of hantavirus. If the flight attendant tests positive, she could be the first known person not on the ship to become infected. Symptoms usually appear between 1 and 8 weeks after exposure. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Stocks fell from record highs today, and oil prices continued to gyrate as financial markets look for progress on a deal to end the Iran war. Brent crude settled just above $100 per barrel. The Dow fell 313 points, or 0.6%, the S&P 0.4%, the Nasdaq 0.1%. U.S. gasoline prices added another 5 cents overnight. AAA puts the national average just below $4.56 per gallon. Meanwhile, Iran's created a government agency to control and tax vessels passing through the Strait of Hormuz. That's according to the shipping data company Lloyd's List Intelligence. Hundreds of commercial ships remain bottled up in the Persian Gulf. Iran's foreign ministry says Tehran is still reviewing messages from Pakistan, which is mediating peace proposals with the U.S. This is AP News. British voters are casting ballots in local and regional elections that could determine the fate of Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Charles Delatespa reports analysts suggest Labour could lose many seats, with Reform UK and the Green Party expected to gain ground.
Some local authorities will count the ballots overnight, but the bulk of the results are likely to be declared on Friday afternoon. Local elections usually focus on issues like garbage collection, graffiti and potholes, but Starmer's opponents have painted Thursday's vote as a referendum on the Prime Minister. His centre-left Labour Party is bracing for big losses that will choose about 5,000 local councillors and a handful of mayors across England, as well as semi-autonomous parliaments in Scotland and Wales. Starmer's popularity has plunged after repeated missteps since he became Prime Minister in July 2024. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save.